Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. It's a good morning, a beautiful morning, and it's good. Great time for gardening. Randy Williams asked me in the little tease to the program about 6 or 7 minutes ago what the topic would be. I don't really have a topic. It's whatever you care to talk about, but I hope part of it at least will be, hey, let's talk about fall landscaping, because this is a prime of prime times for getting some landscaping done. And I've, in making that comment, I have several people who have posted on my Facebook page and elsewhere, well, I can't find any plants. All they have is Christmas trees now. And in some cases, some nurseries, especially the national chains, will sell out of a lot of their plants at Christmas. But most independent retail garden centers have a wonderful supply now, because they too are certainly trying to push the fall planting concept. It's much more successful for customers. So anyway, keep that in mind, and we can talk about it. Tell you how you can find a nursery that'll have a perfect supply right now. Anybody who does, it's going to be a little larger nursery, and they probably will have a separate driveway off to the side for landscape contractors, people who buy from them in the thousands of dollars weekly, and are buying plants year-round, because landscape contractors, believe it or not, need to work 52 weeks out of the year, or 51 or 50. And so as a result, they're there all the time. So that's a way to find plants in nurseries in your neighborhood. In the meanwhile, we're here to talk about plants. The best way for us to do that is on the phone, because if you just go to the window and call to me, I won't hear you. I have headphones on, and that means we need to connect electronically, which means in turn you need to call a phone number. I'm not going to call you, because I'd have a whole lot of unhappy people if I started making outgoing calls. We accept incoming calls on a toll-free line, and that number is, drumroll here, 800-288-WBAP. Please call right now. I have no calls waiting. It's your chance to get in. This time of year, the waiting is shortest, because these are not diagnostic calls in most cases. It's people asking for recommendations, this or that, little quicker calls, and we only have a few lines anyway. So 800-288-WBAP, best time you'll have to call. The next 4 or 5 weeks will be your best opportunity. We're here until 11, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Mike Sutton, my screener since 1995, is with us today. This is Mike's next to the last time to screen for me. He is wanting to have his Sunday mornings freed up to do some increased work at his church. And you know, it's kind of hard to argue with that. Just a little. And so he is a dear friend, and he will continue to work with us on our landscape schools, but we're not going to have him here as a screener. That's 17, I guess, if you count them inclusively. It's 18 years he has helped me as a screener, and I'm immensely grateful, even if he did go to Purdue. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Poppy Jane. Poppy Jane is a beautiful Australian cattle dog mix whose sweet puppy eyes long for a forever home. Poppy Jane is a puppy, just 4 months old, came to the SPCA of Texas on October 24 because her family didn't want a puppy. Well, have you? It's like not wanting ice cream. Sorry, I don't understand that. Maybe she at that point was just too active for them. Might have been older folks. Doesn't matter. Poppy Jane loves to play outside, would especially love some time at the dog park. This smart girl's already house trained and crate trained. She's just 4 months old, and even knows commands like sit. Some of those things would be useful for grandchildren. Poppy Jane is great with other dogs, and her previous family said that she's even great with kids. Perfect for just about any family. It's hard to say no to this sweet and beautiful girl. Come meet Poppy Jane today and see why she just may be the perfect companion for you. If you have another name you want to call her, she's only 4 months into that one, and you know how we forget things that happened when we were 4 months old. To view all the animals at the SPCA of Texas, you can go to their website, spca.org/findapet. Just all smashed together, no hyphens or anything. spca.org and then /findapet. And this is Poppy Jane. She is at the McKinney shelter, and she's had all her vaccines. She's ready to go today. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week, both shelters are. And that McKinney shelter is on Stacy Road, about a quarter mile east of Custer. The specific address for your GPS entry, 8411 Stacy Road. And that's a quarter mile east of Custer. If you're coming from Frisco, that would be Main Street, which turns into Stacy. If you're coming up Central or down Central, well, if you're coming down Central, you'd probably take the Rayburn Turnpike and then exit Stacy and just keep on going and you'll get there. And if you're coming from South, you'd exit Stacy and come right on. Stacy is the operative name. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. They are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Remember, it's spca.org/findapet. That's sponsored by my friends at Rubles Plants of Texas. They're going to be landscape school sponsors. Thank you, Rubles. They are running a special on beautiful white orchids in 5-inch ceramic pots, 30% off while supplies last. I cannot remember ever doing an orchid ad, or if I have, it's been a long time. 5-inch ceramic pot orchids, 30% off. These are beautiful white orchids. Poinsettias will be in the nursery November 20 in all sizes from 4-inch to 12-inch pots. This has been a great pansy season, and Rubel's Plants has tons of beautiful colors left. They'll even deliver if you can't fit them in your car. Rubel's wants to accommodate you. They are just great. They grow their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles southeast of downtown. New plants are delivered daily. Those greenhouses are spotless. Any land-grant university trying to teach greenhouse plant production could do a wonderful field trip to Rubel's, and you're going to love what you see coming out of those greenhouses. Come to the Farmer's Market location for all your fall and holiday decorations from Rubel's Interior Garden. Open 8 to 6 every day of the year. Farmer's Market is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. 214-744-9100. Lakewood is at 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue. Go to Rubels.com for the fall color chart. Call them, they'll deliver. Rubels.com, R-U-I-B-A-L-S. Rubels Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Niels Berry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, Mary Traveland, thank you very, very much. And she is with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the Water Garden and Pond Supply Company. Proud to have her as my announcer. First call today is Patty in McKinney. Patty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Thanks, Neil, for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I have recently built a greenhouse over our garden, and I was wondering if there's any vegetables that I could grow during the winter time.
Absolutely. Tomatoes will work well. You would probably... How tall is your greenhouse?
8 feet. It's 20 by 40.
Oh, that's a wonderful greenhouse. Good for you.
Thank you.
You will probably want to... You'd probably want to use, you'd be buying seed and starting your transplants, you'd want to use determinant varieties probably. What happens with tomatoes in greenhouse production typically, and my first year I had my greenhouse, I had a nice crop of fall winter tomatoes and a way of growing them, but you have to have a little bit more height. I'm not sure you'd have enough height.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. When we first started this process, it got real hot, and we covered our hoops with nursery cloth, and we still have our spring tomato plant. We cut them back. They just grew really good this year, and then we almost burned them back with the sun in the summer, but I cut them back just on a whim, and they're making tomatoes now.
Okay, well, you might consider taking some cuttings from those. That'd be a great source. What we used to do with greenhouse tomatoes is you'd take a 10-gallon pot, or you could do it in the ground like you are, and you would have a strong support in your greenhouse. I still have those inch-and-a-half pipes, iron pipes, up in the air for hanging baskets or for, in my case, that original year for tomatoes. And you use sisal twine, about pencil-sized twine, If you put it down around the plant, down at the ground, and you're going to put it up to that pipe support, and you put about an extra 5 or 6 feet of it, you remove all the side shoots on the tomato and allow only one stem to grow up that twine. You wrap it around like you're trying to make a vine out of the tomato. And when it reaches the top of the support, you very carefully lower it and coil, like coiling a garden hose, coil the stem of the tomato around on the ground or on the pot, just in a coil, like a hose being rolled.
Oh,
And
that's great.
so you can have a 12-foot tomato in a 10-foot ceiling. Problem is, you've got to have that really heavy support overhead. That may not be practical, so do it either way you want to. Tomatoes will do well. Lettuce will do well. Early season vegetables that need short days should do well. So any of the root and leaf crops, spinach and lettuce and
Carrot.
chard carrots would do well. And then herbs will do well. Basil would grow well, and other herbs. I think of basil specifically because it seems to grow very well in a greenhouse. I always have some in mind, but so would other herbs. So those would be some of your best ones. Tomatoes are certainly not short day plants. Peppers would grow in your greenhouse.
Oh, my jalapenos are still making
There
it.
you go.
Believe it. So is my okra.
I think you're on the right track.
Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thanks very much. Okay. And that opens a line. That number is 800-288-WBAP. We have 4 calls waiting now. Well, it's all guys, in fact. And we're going to be talking about oak trees, elephant foot yucca, asparagus, and creating a tree form, Nellie R. Stevens Holly. That's a pretty good arrangement of plants and topics. You can save one third on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. They have just finished cutting and binding the calendars. I got the first 25 calendars last night at 6 o'clock. They're not finished yet, but just days away from being sent to the U.S. Postal Service. It's going to take a little while. Don't be calling my office asking when it's coming. We don't know, but it's out of our control at this point. But the calendars are beautiful. It is the prettiest calendar we've produced in all 30 years that I've been putting them out. Plus, hundreds and hundreds of bullets that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. This is down at the bottom of the grid page, and what it amounts to is 10,000 words telling you when to do those things. So each month you can look ahead and see what you have in store for you that month, and you'll be ahead of the game rather than trying to fight from behind. So that's the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. My best 12 photos of the last year are in the calendar, some taken as recently as 6 or 7 weeks ago. It's beautiful. I'm really pleased with it, thanks to Williamson Printing and to Cindy Smith, my graphic design person, and to my editor, Carolyn Skye, for all of her help in making sure it all fit together. Get the calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture. Every word of all of this written just for Texas. Total price is $38.95. Wonderful Christmas gift. Call our office now. Get one of the first calendars. Call 1-800-752-GROW. But you must call before 11 today. 800-752-GROW. Supplies of the calendar will become very limited very quickly. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. We talked earlier about the fact that some nurseries do have wonderful supplies of woody plants, even in the fall. Late fall, Covington's is exactly that sort of a place. 18 acres in size, they're in Rowlett, and it is worth the trip from wherever you can hear me. Covington's is a wonderful full-service nursery and garden center. They have the prettiest flowers, shrubs, and trees in the Metroplex, and a gift shop with unique home and garden decor. Fall is the best time to plant. Joe Covington has told us that for all, whatever it is, 40 years they've been in business. 1972. Wow, that's quite a legacy company. I believe they're going to stick. And Covington's is continuing to bring new shipments of premium plants to give you the very best choices for your fall landscaping. They've just received several varieties of Japanese maples, oak trees, hollies, red buds, knockout and drift roses, little bunny grass, red yucca, and much more. With the holidays fast approaching, Covington's has stocked up on rosemary topiaries and miniature pines. This week, their fresh-cut Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland, as well as specialty poinsettias, will be arriving. You're going to love shopping at Covington's. Their quality and selection will amaze you, and you'll be thrilled with their friendly, helpful service. Check them out online at covingtonnursery.com to see their current specials and available stock. And also, you'll see Joe's Half Price House. Oh, it's a great nursery. They're independently owned and operated. Closed Thanksgiving Day, open the rest of the week at 5518 President George Bush Highway, formerly Liberty Grove Road. So it's George Bush Highway, northbound access road, just north of Highway 66, off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, great people. Recommended them to a friend just this week. Arborological Services. You know I recommend them. Recommend them all the time. One of the things that happens here most commonly is somebody will ask about tree service, and I'll give them the details and say, you know, that really is something a professional ought to do, a certified arborist. And then I'll say, let us put you on hold, and my screener will give you the contact information for our sponsor. Well, this is a paid ad. I don't give plugs in my answers, but I will give a strong plug in an ad that they're paying for. Arborological Services is the best, absolutely the best. I don't know how better to say it. They serve Dallas, Tarrant, and the surrounding areas, and they have 12 certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and 21 times one of their employees has won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship, 21 out of 31. They support their industry. They are terrific, and they know trees. Dallas area number 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And online, it's Arborological. Now, double check it, Neil, before you turn the paper over. Arborological.com. We go back to our phone lines now, and we're going to James in Abilene. James, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, sir.
You've talked about these oak trees, and I need something for my area. But I moved one from the ranch to the city, and it has about 5 trunks on it. It's 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Should I dig that up and then split that and then cut it down to a couple of trunks each?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it has about 8
right.
Little trunks.
All right. But, okay, let me. I'm really not trying to challenge you. We're going to be friends when I finish the conversation, in spite of the way I behave sometimes. My question of you is, why did you dig a clump and then want to take the clump away? That it sounds like it must be beautiful.
No, I moved it from the ranch.
Right.
And it was like that when I moved it.
No, I understand that. Why did you choose it as opposed to just a single trunk one? You know what? Hang on.
I don't know where it came from. I have no idea where it came from.
Okay, let me back up, because I am sounding rude, and I'm really not intending to.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you why I'm jealous. Clump type, and I'll refer to a multi-trunk live oak as a clump live oak. Clump live oaks are beautiful when they mature and they do well, and God creates the most wonderful beauty in those clump live oaks, and we sometimes try to go to a nursery and buy individual plants and make a clump, and it never works. We don't do as well.
Okay.
And
you
so,
might hit the nail on the head right then.
Yeah,
that might
and
be what this is.
Yeah, and
because
well,
it came
it's,
out of a container. It
okay.
When I put it out at the ranch.
Okay. Well, if what I would say on removing any of the trunks. Now, how many are you talking about? If it has eight, how many did were you considering taking out?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm asking you
okay.
for that.
Okay, now I'm tuned in. You do not have to take any of them out. They will coexist. They'll make a little colony of a live oak. When you see it in nature, it looks that way naturally. The one comment I would add to that is if there are some trunks that are odd looking, they really destroy the shape and the symmetry of the overall clump otherwise, then maybe you take one or two of those out, but only if they ruin the whole look of the entire planting. Did that make sense? Did that
yes,
help?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Yeah, there's
okay.
nothing wrong with leaving them all there if they look good to your eye.
What am I getting into digging that and moving it to another location in the yard?
Okay, how long has it been where it is now?
Oh, it's been there 7 years.
All right.
It's about 6 foot tall.
All right, your timing is perfect. Your timing okay. is perfect. Do it carefully. You want to do the digging after it has had one really hard freeze. Parts of Abilene probably have gone below freezing, haven't you?
Very little.
Okay, well, I'd wait a little longer then because I'm sure winter's going to come. It always does. And once it's been down in the 20s, once, that will put it into complete dormancy, and that's the time to move it. You probably could do it now if you had to, but it would be better to wait. And just hold a ball of soil around the roots. It's going to take a little bit of time without seeing the tree. It's hard to tell you whether it's a one or two or four person job or mechanical lift or what it is. The one question I ask you last would be if you added the diameters of all the trunks, the diameters, added them together, what would you come up with? Are they 1-inch trunks?
Oh, no, they're not quite that large.
All right. So,
three-quarter.
All right. So you might have a cumulative 5 or 6 inch diameter of all the trunks together then.
Okay.
That's going to mean that the soil ball probably, I'm guessing, I'm gesturing where my hands are extended like a...
That's it. Just like your fingers. They're about the size of your fingers.
All right. Well, it's going to be probably 32 inches in diameter and maybe 25 or 26 inches deep to dig that. Take a photo to a nursery and let them look at it too for a second opinion. I will not be offended if they give you a slightly different answer.
32 in diameter and
yeah.
what was
and
the other?
25 or 6 deep. That would be my guess. But be patient, dig it. Yeah, be patient, dig it carefully. James, I got to run. That should...
Okay,
that should.
You one more. This is a slow growing. This oak is slow growing.
Well...
And I'd like to replace a cottonless cottonwood because it loses its leaves when it doesn't rain.
Right.
And... It doesn't look good, and it's in the front yard.
So you
I
want
like
to use
to
this
replace
oak?
Replace it with, no, not with these, but with the better oak. So can you help me with that?
All right. The live oaks get a reputation of being slow growing. There are two things that will make any tree grow, nitrogen and water. And if you don't have those, even fast-growing trees won't grow quickly. A live oak is a moderate growing tree. It grows at a moderate rate. I'm very comfortable in recommending live oaks as a tree for a landscape where people say, well, I got to have some shade. I'm very comfortable with live oaks. They grow acceptably quickly. They grow acceptably quickly. You need to get a little larger specimen if you want to, but I am not going to recommend, I have never have in my career, don't intend to start now, recommending fast-growing shade trees because they live short, hard lives and cause a lot of problems in the process. So the other oaks that are very good for your area would be Schumard red oak. That would be a good, large, rounded tree, taller and not as wide as a live oak at maturity. And then... one that does grow fairly quickly as oaks are concerned, more so even than live oaks and red oaks would be bur oak, but it's going to need more water and deeper soil. You're going to have to be careful where you plant bur oak or chinkapin oak. Those are the four. I have them all at my home, love them all. They all grow wonderfully quickly. compared to fast-growing trees, they're two-thirds as fast, and they live 25 times longer with far fewer problems. James, I absolutely must run. I really am grateful for your call, sir. Thank you very, very much. All right, let's see. I now need to – I have already laid all my ad copy aside. What'd I do with that? Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right, here we go. Need to get a break in here and get to the news. And for those of you who are waiting, I appreciate your patience, and I will try to be more concise in my answers. So thank you very much. You're going to hear several ads today that are rather unusual. This one is unique for me. First time I've done an ad for this sponsor. And actually, this is a company that sponsored yesterday's Crepe Myrtle Trails, a fun run in McKinney, and we are very grateful to them. They are also friends of mine, and you'll hear several like that today, and then some that are our landscape school specials. This next break right now, the next two ads you're going to hear me do, I'm kind of nervous about them because I want them to succeed. They're both being done for my friends. I want to tell you about Tate Financial Group. They're at 2111 Eldorado Parkway, Suite 100 in McKinney, just west of Central Expressway on Eldorado. I want to tell you about Tate Financial just a little. Just like an automobile, if you don't know where you're going, you could end up on an odd journey. Tate Financial Group will plan your financial future so you'll have a roadmap to take you to the financial goals that you establish. Daryl Tate founded Tate Financial Group. He's been in the business 34 years, since 1978 in McKinney. He is a certified financial planner practitioner, which is kind of like having your doctorate in financial planning. He has also been honored by being chosen by his peers 7 of the last 8 years in D Magazine's Best of Financial Planners in the Metroplex. In Texas Monthly, during the last several years, he's been honored as their Best of selection. That's a statewide competition. Daryl also has been a friend. We have investments with Tate Financial Planning. Daryl has been a friend for many, many years. He has been Small Business of the Year for the City of McKinney. He didn't ask me to say that, nor did he ask me to mention his service as President of the McKinney Independent School District Board of Trustees. My wife served alongside him. Tate Financial, they give to their community, and they are great people. Each member of the Tate team gives back to the community by serving on various boards, committees, and commissions. Tate Financial Group can guide you through retirement planning, insurance planning, estate planning, education planning, and so much more. Current clients are very loyal. I think you just heard that with me. And many have been with Daryl since 1978. For more information about Tate Financial Group, T-A-T-E, go to TateFinancialGroup.com, TateFinancialGroup.com, or give them a call at 972-529-3888, 972-529-3888, Tate Financial Group, LLC, safeguarding your future.
Tradition, heritage, experience, 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It has been many, many, many years, 25 years since I have done a radio ad for a restaurant. Silver Tie Cuisine at 906 West McDermott in Allen is one of our favorite places to go. And my friend Ken is the owner. He's from Thailand. And I met Ken many, many years ago. He began as an assistant busboy. He only had part-time work, and then he worked his way into the kitchen. It was Samui Restaurant at that point, and it's still the same as Samui. And then he worked in the kitchen, then he became a server, and he served my wife and me faithfully for several years. Always remembered the moment we came in what we would be ordering to the T. And he is all about detail. This is fabulous Thai food. We found out about them with the ratings in the big city newspaper about 10 or 12 years ago. We decided we would dine out a different place once a month. And we found, at that point, Samui, now Silver Tie, and we never went anywhere else. We just went back there. We enjoyed it so much. We've been going back for 10 years. Now, Ken bought the restaurant. There still is a Samui elsewhere in town, and Ken bought this restaurant, and he is all about personal service. The menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes. They're freshly cooked for each customer. I know, because I have some dietary needs. No onions. Ugh. Poor Ken, and they do it faithfully. Every food item, from meats to vegetables and fruits, all fresh, cooked when ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef, cooked to your specifications. Place is fabulous, and you'll see us there often. I hope we'll see you there. Silver Thai, T-H-A-I, of course, Silver Thai Cuisine. Now, let me describe where they are. They're open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week at 908 West McDermott, two blocks west of 75, right behind Starbucks. And that's Waters Creek, I guess. It's right beside their restaurant, just a little bit there. SilverThaiAllen.com. SilverThaiAllen.com, 972-747-7452, Silver Thai Cuisine in Allen. It's time now for our news checkup with Jerry Overton from the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. It is 48 degrees now at 8:35. President Obama on the road again. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic in the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Cloudy as we head through the day. Chance of sprinkles this afternoon, 65 for the high. Tonight, mostly cloudy with isolated showers possible, low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy again, still a sprinkle possible, 69 for the high. Will dry out and be partly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday and warm up into the 70s. Right now, partly sunny. It's 48 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
In North Allis, westbound 635 LBJ at Preston reduced to one lane because of construction. That is scheduled until noon today. This report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Now we're getting more information about the train crash in West Texas that killed military veterans on Thursday. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Mark Rosegun says the data event recorders from the locomotive show the warning signals at the railroad crossing were working.
Clearly, the timing and synchronization of all those warning systems are very critical to the investigation.
Rosegun says the signals activated when the train was 20 seconds away from the crossing. President Obama in Thailand trying to deepen U.S. influence in the region and open up new opportunities for U.S. business. Three-day trip begins the will mark the first visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma, by a U.S. president. Myanmar has recently begun to emerge from a strictly military rule. Again, looking for a high today of 65. It is 48 degrees from the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the finest scoliosis centers in the nation. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical examination of the back and extensive testing. Then they determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is located at the Baylor Regional Medical Center at the Plano campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. If you'd like more information, call the Baylor Scoliosis Center at 1-888-781-5558. They're a national draw. This is a wonderful facility, hence the toll-free number 1-888-781-5558. Online, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I have been a very loyal supporter of Dalworth for 32 years now, and they've been a very loyal advertiser here. It's become a friendship. It's a business relationship, but it's also a friendship. I have utmost respect for James Smith and the team that he has assembled. They do incredible things. And we always tell you right about now, with all the family coming by, wouldn't this be the best time to make your house look its very best? And Dalworth Clean can come do all kinds of miracles on carpet and all the other floor surfaces. Right now, pay only $29 per area to have five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings or call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays, but call tomorrow at 214 or 817-267-8433. Dalworth Fine Floors, by the way, is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. We're going to be getting our new carpeting. After some delay, we're going to be getting it in just 2 weeks, and we're really thrilled. It came from Dalworth Fine Floors. You can find everything you need at Dalworth.com or by calling 214 or 817-267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Let me see if I can get some of these calls tended to. I think we can do that. Let's go to Roy in Lancaster. Roy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for waiting.
I've got an elephant foot yucca in my room right now. It's about 10 feet tall. And it belonged to a friend of mine who received it from another friend about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And, of course, each winter he has to bring it in. And last year, the thing was too tall to fit in his house, so he brought it over to mine. I have a pretty high ceiling over here. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to know if there was any way we can get a cutting off of that.
I have not done that. I don't know. I would think you might be able to. Yuccas are just kind of odd plants in how their stems are arranged and how they operate. I'll tell you what I will do. I don't know. I have a 2-minute break coming up, and during that time, I will see what I can find. I'm going to go to ask.com, and I'm just going to say, how is Yucca elephantipes, T-I-P-E-S, elephantipes is the way the species name is spelled. How is it propagated? Oh. And I'm going to see if cuttings are even mentioned. I'll see what I can find for you, but in case you have to, you know, can't be listening, I would tell you what my search procedure is. It's a lovely plant. I thought you were probably going to ask if you could cut it way back and let it regrow, and I think you could do that as well. It does clump pretty freely. Let me see what I can find for you.
Okay, well, I'll
if you'll keep listening, if you'll keep listening, I will have some kind of an answer of what I have found right after the next ad break.
Okay, I surely do appreciate it.
All right, I will give it my very best shot. Thank you so much for the call. All right, let's go now to Tom in Terrell. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. First, I'd like to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
I have my asparagus bed. It looks beautiful. Should I cut it back down or wait till it freezes?
I would wait until it freezes. We are not far enough into the winter to do that. Now, if you were in Corpus Christi and you got to early December and you hadn't had a frost, which they often don't, first of all, you probably wouldn't be growing asparagus. But if you wanted to force it into dormancy, you would have to trim it. In your case, we're not very far away from a hard freeze, so it's not growing actively. Just sit tight. When it freezes hard, it will all turn yellow, then brown, and that's the time to cut it back.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. All righty. Let's see. We are going now to Brett and Azle. And, Brett, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'd like you to walk me through. I've got about a 7-foot-tall Nellie R. Stevens, and I'd kind of like to put in, you know, it's in natural shape right now. I'd like to kind of put it into a tree-formed and kind of walk me through what I need to do, when I need to do it and stuff to get it there.
All right. If you look through it, Brett, tell me a little bit about what the trunks, I'm going to leave it plural for time being, look like. Are they straight? Is there one of them that's very straight and the others are crooked? What do you see?
There is, directly out of the ground, there's two trunks. One of them branches about a foot up. So above a foot, there's about three, there is three branches, And they're fairly straight. They don't, you know, they don't have any interesting curves or anything like that.
Okay, well, I don't know that I want interesting curves if I'm trying to get an L.E.R. Stevens tree form. Let me tell you what I've done with a couple of willow leaf hollies, and I have an L.E.R. Stevens that I'm about to do it to that is 30 years old, and I'm about to do the same thing with it that I've done with, well, on my driveway. I put on Facebook last year, or in my magazine, I can't remember where I put it, the before and after photos of my L.E.R. Stevens that we did on our driveway.
Yeah,
and what I did was one branch at a time. I started at the bottom. I could look inside and see there's a tree in there. It's hiding in there. It's kind of like they say when you do wood carving, you remove everything that doesn't look like a dove. And so here you remove everything that takes it away from being a tree. You start at the ground. You pull one branch down. Have somebody do that for you. What's it going to look like if I take that little branch, that 3-foot branch off? Okay, that looks good. It exposes the trunk just right, and you're very patient with it, and you walk all around it, and you look at it as you come up the trunk. What I can't tell without seeing your specific plant is if the trunks are a good match. It's usually better to have odd numbers, and the fact that you have two and one of them branches a foot up sounds awkward. If there were any way to get one or to let something develop into a third one, that would be fine, but it might be that foot up is far enough, or close enough to the ground that it wouldn't be objectionable. I can't tell. Sometimes if I had a situation like that and I wanted it to look like a three trunk Nellie R. Stevens, and I had a branch that I had to count as a trunk that started at a foot, I might be tempted to use a tall ground cover that would make it look like it was coming out of the ground as a separate trunk. I don't know.
I've actually got Harvard Dwarf Nandina all
that
around.
That might qualify. Folks, if you have listened very long, you've heard Brett call me before, and he's a very, very good gardener, and we've been friends a long time, and so I'm able to give him pretty precise suggestions. You're welcome if you'd like to post on my Facebook page a photo of that, and I'll see what I can do. If you could post it from two different angles, 90 degrees apart, that would help me maybe with some guidance, if that would be of any value to you.
I'm not sure if you'd be, I'd be able to get a picture where you'd be able to actually see the trunks.
Okay.
But anyway, so you would now... Or should I wait to the end of the winter?
No, it doesn't matter. That's a 52-week-a-year possibility for you. It doesn't make any difference. It's probably easier to do it when it's not growing actively in the spring, just because that way you get that nice flush of growth anytime the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and then so once we get into the summer and you know, spring and summer, when it starts, I guess just when it starts trying to branch out at the lower areas, I just break them off and just kind of...
I don't think it will. Apical dominance will put all the new growth up on the top. I have not had to remove one branch on either of the two that I've done.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And it's been a year on both of them, and well, 2 years on one and a year on the other, and I just haven't had to do anything.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
good deal.
Yeah. All right. I just want to make sure there wasn't any... Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
So. You're on track. You're a good gardener. Trust yourself. Okay. Have a good day.
Yep.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For the call. Bye-bye. All right. And Johnny, you're coming up next, and then I will have fulfilled the calls that were waiting a few minutes ago. Thanks for your patience, too, Johnny, and for everybody. And that will open up lines in at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, you can get the award-winning magazine that has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Now, by regional, I mean it's Texas. I decided 27 years ago, actually it was even before that, that Texas needed a magazine that was specifically for it. The big national magazines, I still subscribe to two of them, they don't touch us. I mean, the things that are written in them just don't apply in Texas. I take them because I have another magazine. I want to see what they're doing. But it's not useful information because those plants don't grow here. All right, so that's why our magazine is written just for Texas. You get the magazine and a copy of my just finished printing and now in the bindery calendar for 2013 with more than 10,000 words of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray, all the plants in your landscape and garden. Don't be intimidated by that. It's down at the bottom of the grid page, and it's all there just waiting for you to look at. When you start a new month out, you can kind of scan ahead and say, oh, I need to do this or that, and make sure you do things at the right time. That way it'll save you a ton of money. This whole offer with the magazine subscription, new or renewal, and the calendar and all that information, $38.95. How many flats of pansies, how many wrong insecticides or weed preventers do you need to use? How many wrong trees do you need to buy before I would pay $38.95, would be rebated to you? You get the drift. $38.95, call today. Our office is open until 11. It is a wonderful Christmas gift item. And the satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 800-752-4769 until 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. Now for the holidays, WizQ Stone has holiday lights. These lights are spectacular, just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. You can finally customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality holiday lights. They have LED and traditional light strands starting at 25 feet up to 1,000-foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors in many styles, and they have stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared with other outdoor holiday lighting. WizQ Stone is a supplier of holiday lights, but they do not install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WizQ at whiz-q.com. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now holiday lights.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced, and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much, and great school. Fall graduation will be coming up in about 3 weeks, and that's always my favorite day of the year, fall and spring graduation, the best 2 days. Encore Electric Service Delivery. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore, O-N-C-O-R. It's Encore.com is the website, hence the need for the spelling. Call them at 888-313-6862. We'll give you three phone numbers in this ad. This one is for general information and for their help from Encore. Before you start to trim trees or start construction that will get you within 10 feet of power lines, it's 888-313-6862. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high-voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with the power line, causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately, and that's when you call 911. That's an emergency. Smoke or fire or sparking, that's an emergency, 911. And then if you're going to be digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, fence posts, putting in a sprinkler, whatever it is, make sure you know where the underground electric lines are located. And that's when you call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. All right, we had a question from Roy in Lancaster about propagation of elephant foot yucca. It is Yucca elephantiipes, and you have to have the correct spelling of the plant name to be able to do that. And if you'll just put I-P-E-S at the end of the word elephant, Yucca elephantipes, I-P-E-S, just goes on the end of the word elephant. That will give you the genus and species of the plant. And Roy, University of Florida, as they so often do, has the information you need. I'm going to read a little bit of it to you, but for the entire page, if you will do a web search for Yucca Production Guide, University of Florida. Yucca Production Guide, University of Florida. That's the title of this publication. And if you want to enter Yucca elephantipes in that search, you put all that together, there's going to be one match at the top that will be this one. And it says, easily propagated from fresh, healthy cane. Almost any size of cane will produce good plants, but young cane with small diameter and old cane with large diameter should be avoided. Removal of about 1/4 inch of the lower portion of the cane immediately before propagation will improve percent survival. During production, yucca can be grown in full sun, have more breaks, in other words, more branching, but for better color and appearance, they're produced if plants are maintained 50 to 60% shade. And it gives you the foot candles and so forth, on and on. So there's a lot of information here, and it is for commercial growers, but it's right there. So that's Yucca Production Guide, University of Florida. Let me go back to my phone lines now, and we have Johnny in Burleson. Johnny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you, sir?
What I got, my neighbor put in a new fence, and he left about a 4-foot section between us. Now my fence is down, and my wife is wanting to make this into a flower area.
Okay.
It's got multiple trees in it, and all she's doing is just putting these things in pots, and then that's it.
The flowers, you mean?
What I want to know is how is a good way, some of these old hackberry trees, I want to cut them down, and I want the roots to rot.
All right. Okay, I can help you with that. So your main question of me is how to get hackberries out of a soil, how to kill them so they won't come back.
Right.
All right. Cut them off near the ground, maybe a 1/2 inch above the ground. Take an electric drill. I've got to do this in a 1/2 minute. Maybe I hope I don't need to put you back on hold. But drill into them and make finger-sized holes in the hackberry stumps. One hole for a 2-inch tree and 5 or 6 for one that's bigger, and fill it with a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D, 2,4-D as in dandelion. That will soak into the wood and keep them from sprouting out. You can do that anytime spring is the best. Mike Sutton may be able to help you a little bit more. Folks, we'll be back right after the news. Call now.